Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge City Council's annual firework display takes place this evening. It's on Midsummer Common. The festivities start at 6pm with the first rocket being launched at 7pm. Anna Smith is Cambridge City Council's Executive Councillor of Communities with special responsibility for fun. And she's here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a really good new title. I like that one.
I think so. We're quite contractive. An Executive Councillor for Fun, which
really
is... Which I forget, I guess, kind of links the fun bit and the communities bit. That kind of goes hand in hand a lot of the time, anyway.
Yeah, well, if we do the city events right, they should be a lot of fun. And this is one of the most fun events of the year, and of course, completely free.
How many people are we expecting for this?
Oh my goodness, we get thousands every year. It's a really huge event, and just a massive highlight, I think, for everyone. Ever since I've lived in Cambridge, it's just been one of the best things about the year, and I know it is for so many people. So, yeah, it'll be a massive event tonight, I'm sure.
I suspect it's also an expensive one, isn't it, for the council to put on?
Obviously, fireworks aren't free. So even though we want to make this a free event, and that's really, really important to us, to have it as a free event, we don't want anybody not coming because they can't afford it. Nonetheless, we do ask people, if you can, please do make a donation. We've got a suggested donation of £3 a person. If you can give more, that's great. But please do donate if you can, because fireworks do cost quite a bit of money.
What if you don't have cash? That's a bit of an issue in these modern times.
Yeah, there's all sorts of other ways you can donate. There is a text number you can also get in touch with. That's how I tend to donate for the fireworks, because obviously I'm going along as well. I want to donate too. Sometimes you might need to have another go texting that once you've left the site, because there's so many people on at once, all trying to text at once, which is brilliant. So if you can't get through the first time, do try again.
Excellent. Do you have sponsors for the fireworks?
We do. We have a fantastic amount of sponsors. They're absolutely brilliant, and we just couldn't do it without them. So I want to say a massive thank you to all of them now, and we'll be saying thank you, I'm sure, to them again this evening too.
One of the interesting ones which I came across was BB Wraps, who we've had in here talking about their little things that you can, well, you can wrap your cheese up in it amongst other things, can't you? And it keeps it nice and fresh. And I gather they're providing some offcuts to shove underneath the bonfire to get it going.
Yes, so I hear. And I think for me that just shows how this is an event that's just a really big community event, and everybody wants to contribute in any way they can. I think it's great.
I'm also hoping that the lovely wax smell that you get when you open up a BB wrap is somehow repugnant to hedgehogs.
That gets
the little fellas out the way. I'm sure they'll be checking and giving a little poke to make sure there's
there will
nobody
be a lot of
underneath.
Checking for animals in that, don't worry.
This must be something of a logistical operation, I would have thought, as well. How closely does the city council get involved? I guess has it changed at all? For example, now that Cambridge Live sort of is no more and these events are directly back under council control.
So the events are directly back under council control, but they were always city events anyway.
Right.
And it will largely be the same people running the events as it has been in previous years. That's part of bringing Cambridge Live back into the city, was most of the staff just came straight back across, and they're now directly part of the city team again, and it will be the same people running that. It is a big operation, and we have a lot of great volunteers as well, and I want to say a huge thank you to everyone involved, because I know they've been working really hard.
Any ideas about the numbers of people involved in all of it?
I can't tell you the numbers off the top of my head, I'm afraid, but I know it's a really significant number, and we really do want to say thank you, particularly to all those volunteers who come out.
So the first rocket is launched at 7pm. Who gets the honour of launching that rocket?
That, as far as I know, are the people that run the firework display.
I want to know who the person is who lights the firework or presses a button. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, none of us are left. Quite rightly, none of us get to go anywhere near it.
I'm assuming
it's all very much cordoned off.
I'm assuming these days that it's not quite like the blue touch paper and stand well back, but it is a matter of, I would have thought, of pressing a button from some distance.
There's we've got a massive kind of exclusion zone to make sure everyone's safe, and Payne's Fireworks are going to be running that part of the event. And I'm very excited because Payne's Fireworks actually performed a firework display for the opening of the Statue of Liberty in 1886.
Wow.
So they've been going for an awful long time. So we're really lucky to have such an illustrious firework team coming along.
How fantastic.
That's relatively new from the normal standards in Cambridge, I would have thought.
Yes, only 200 years old, really. It's kind of
you mentioned, this is interesting, you mentioned the exclusion zone because there are some road closures. Mm-hmm. Presumably you've had a word with your friends at the county council to help sort all of this out. But the road closures, presumably, are they for volumes of people, or is it also an element of safety in there as well, in case one stray firework goes? I'm sure the guys there will make sure it doesn't, but just you have to be extra careful just in case.
So it's a mixture of both. So there'll be roads and areas that will be closed off because we want to obviously keep it absolutely as safe as possible. But then obviously with the volumes of people as well, we want to make sure that everyone's safe in that way. So there are quite a lot of road closures. Our strong advice is if you are coming in, use the park and ride, use public transport, walk, cycle. Don't try and drive into the centre of town because you might find the road is closed. Also, there'll be absolutely no, everything will be rammed and you'll never get out afterwards because it will be so rammed coming out. So use public transport. There's extra park and ride buses being put on and there's loads and loads of bike parking around. So, yeah, cycle, walk, take public transport.
Okay, well, I'm kind of looking forward to all of this little later on.
I think you're right. I don't think it's going to rain. I think
well,
it's going to be fine.
My app swears that the weather forecast is obviously, you know, it's general sort of East Anglia wide. My app says might be a bit of drizzle about 6, but actually once that's out the way, it's going to be clear. It'll be gone by 7. It'll be great.
It's going to be perfect. A clear, starry night.
Yes. It'll be beautiful, as ever.
It's going to be perfect. Anna Smith, Cambridge City Council, Executive Councillor with special responsibility for fun, as we've now decided. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
See you later. Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.